Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people.
Good morning. Thank you for choosing to journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And I cannot forget to tell you that if this is the first time you've ever tuned in, you absolutely have to stay tuned in. And maybe more importantly, tune back in next week for a big time announcement that you're not going to want to miss. And for those of you like my buddy Marty V, you just need to stay tuned in all the time, every time, right here on Journey with Judy. So, good morning. Thanks for being with me. The saga continues. The driving dilemma continues to be elevated to new levels in my house. So, as you know, guys, I am a self-proclaimed worst driver ever. That's been validated by people following me right here to the station at 6:30 in the morning just to tell me that I am the worst driver ever, to make sure that I wasn't drunk or texting, neither of which I was. I just confessed, yep, I just am a really bad distracted driver. So while I have never caused or I've never been in an accident, I do believe that I've caused many. If those of you who are old as me know, like the whole Mr. Magoo, where he just went, you know, his destination was set. And while he was driving down the road, literally oblivious to what was going on around him, cars were like flying off of cliffs and going into barricades and things of that nature. And people do pull up next to me and scream obscenities. It's not often that I can get through a large trip for more than 10 or 15 minutes where someone does not give me obscenities, raising their finger, which is not the thumbs up typically. And so for those of you who do that, I just want to tell you I've never, ever been in an accident, because that's because I am, I think I just have God's protection. I absolutely believe that. But my husband has decided that, like, it actually causes him so much anxiety to drive with me while my daughter Campbell, when we're going somewhere, because right now it's just Bob, Campbell, and I, the other three kids are gone. Campbell will say, "Can mom please drive?" Now, she even says that when we're driving, you know, like 3 hours or 10 hours away, because she just thinks it's so fun to sit in the back seat and watch what's going on around me while other drivers are literally throwing their hands in the air and obscenities and, you know, trying to drive so fast to catch up to me just to yell and swear at me. So here's the thing, though. When I'm in the passenger seat, I do a little driving also. I do a little like foot pedaling and a little, I do a couple gasps every now and then, because Bob is like the guy on your, in your driving school video that was the jackrabbit, like going in and out of all the people. And then you get to your final destination and he still ends up behind you. It's just he's just that guy. Everybody is a moron. Nobody knows how to push the little pedal on the right. Like you could have raised blood pressure just listening to Bob drive. So I am always telling him, you have got to be careful. You know, you never know. There's animals, or there's just people that are distracted and texting and whatever. You have got to. And so, of course, he will correct me and say, people don't give me the finger. People don't follow me to my job. But here's the deal. I have hit like really big sticks and really large stones, a squirrel, a raccoon, and as you know, even a skunk at one point. However, my man has doubled down on me, and you will not, you just got to stay tuned on the other side of the break, because the phone call that I got from my man that ended his trip suddenly, I have never been in that situation. So, your Journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back after the break. All right, so welcome back. My man, Bob, called me about an hour into his trip, which was at 5 a.m. Last Saturday morning. And I just got to give you a little backup story, okay? It's not often that Bob and I separate for kids' sporting events. We generally travel together. But it just got to the point now where we're trying to choose, you know, what we're doing. And it's sometimes we got to separate. And in this case, he chose to go watch our son's football game in northern Michigan, and I chose to stay back and watch our daughter Campbell play volleyball. And so Campbell was not digging that. I mean, she was really feeling slighted that her dad was not going to be at her event because he comes to everything. We come to everything. She even said to me, like, what are you going to do without dad? Okay, it was like a three-hour event. I think I could live without him. But she's so not used to us traveling separate that was like a little, you know, concerning to her how I would navigate this. So anyway, we agreed to do this. And although I was going to miss him, I sent him on his way, packed with snacks and a peanut butter and fluff sandwich, everything he would need from here to, you know, his five-hour trip up to northern Michigan. And the last thing Campbell said to him was, Dad, whatever you do, do not crash my car. Well, I drove Campbell to school that morning for the bus, and the last thing she said to me that Saturday morning was, Dad, better not crash my car. My friends, I got home literally 5 minutes later, and Bob was calling me to tell me that his trip had come to an abrupt end. Because moments ago, last Saturday morning, my dear, hit a deer. And all I can say is I'm so grateful that we are still here. We being Bob and me and us, and my kids have a dad and I got a husband. And what was so crazy is our perspectives were completely, they just could not have been any different. Because Bob and I look at everything through a different lens. And while we have come to love and appreciate the other's perspective, it does not matter how large or small the situation. I see something as black and my man sees something as white. You know, I look at the destination. He looks at the event. I look where we're heading. He looks at what we're doing. I look at the ultimate. He looks at the immediate. I look at the later. He looks at the now. And so his now was, he was livid that he was missing our son's football game. Absolutely livid that he was going to miss this event that he was about to go and be a part of. Okay, my perspective was the exact opposite, which was, first of all, it was honestly, Campbell is going to kill you. Of course, I reiterated the value of the spoken word. They spoke that out into existence. They spoke out into existence that Bob was going to crash the car, and he did crash the car. And here's the cool thing. I was thanking God that Bob was alive, and Bob was like cursing God, I think, that he had to be inconvenienced on the side of the road on 90 in a construction zone where this deer came up out of the kind of the gully in between the two roads and slipped and fell. And had it not slipped and fallen flat, I just need you to know that my man had two choices. He could either hit that deer head on, or he could go to the right and literally be pummeled by a semi. So in that moment, had it been me, my friends, this show would not be happening right now, because I would have been the distracted driver, and my husband was bringing his A game at 5 a.m. and was so mindful that he had one decision, and it was like just to keep going. And so had that deer not slipped and fallen flat, I just can't imagine that it wouldn't have come through the windshield of this little vehicle, and we would be having a much different conversation. So here's the deal. He's still cursing about the fact that he missed a football game, and it's like a whole week later, and he still cannot believe that he was so inconvenienced, when the reality was sometimes the direction in which we're headed doesn't always end up taking us to where we expected to go, because life has some twists and turns and some unexpected delays and, you know, detours that I guess when we are ready, we don't have to get ready. When we stay ready, we just are ready. But there's just some things that come into play. So whatever road we're on sometimes determines the destination, but not always. So today, for purposes of this, we're just going to talk about when our destination is exactly where we're headed. And it's not only our intention, but the direction in which we're headed. And those things are in alignment. Because here's the deal. Destination sets the tone for travel. Like, I was so excited to go watch my kid play volleyball. My man was so excited to go watch our other kid play football. And the destination in which we were headed kind of set the tone for anticipation and excitement. We were very much looking forward to doing that. And the reality is sometimes our path to hell, it's paved with good intentions. And so my man was feeling like he was in that place and I was in a whole nother place. And the reality was the gratitude that permeated, I think, our kids as well as myself was just a boat that Bob completely missed that day. So anyway, your journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And that is because of Cunis Country Auto Group that makes the show a possibility. And all past shows, all 5 years, 6 years, excuse me, worth of shows can always be found on the Judy Hare YouTube channel. And of course, you're always welcome to follow me on social media to find out where and what I will be doing next at judyhare.com. So we'll be back after the break. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Like 96.1. And my deer hit a deer. And we're kind of reevaluating how sometimes our intention and the direction in which we're headed doesn't always get us to our final destination. And so why is that, right? I guess we draw from the past, our own experiences, education, opinion. And I was drawing some really some examples when my man called me thinking about, wow, back in the day, if I were to get pulled over, because of course the police came, like somebody called 911. Thank God for that. Somebody actually called 911 because they saw Bob hit the deer. And so the police came, and I said to Bob, like, I wonder, he was so surprised they came. Well, I would have been so afraid back in the day getting having any encounter with the police at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning would not have ended well. My friends, I would not. He just would not have gone back to his vehicle and went about his business. I probably would have been handcuffed in the back of the car and probably not doing this show right now. But the reality is, when we are headed, where we are headed is usually a good indicator of where we're going to end up, right? So direction with intention, always with the exception of my man, Bob, because, you know, Bob's law is Murphy's law and the black cloud and that whole thing that my husband has in his life. He's the exception to every rule. But normally direction with intention is going to determine our destination, right? So it's really obvious when, you know, we're talking about geography, when we're heading, you know, north, south, east, or west, but it doesn't seem to be as blatantly obvious in these other areas of our life. Like, why is it that we can be headed in a certain direction, you know, financially, relationally, parentally, professionally? Why is it that it's just not as obvious, right? So, because I think that our hopes and dreams are often trumped, right? They're often trumped by the direction in which we're going. So we're heading in this one direction and we're not seeing the danger that lies ahead, right? Like, I've looked at certain examples in my kids' lives, for sure, as I draw from my own life, and I get this snapshot of a destiny in the process. It's literally killing me. I can't do anything about it. In the meantime, they think I'm an idiot because I have projected out something that may not even be a reality for them. But I guess when you've been where I've been, in the places and spaces that I never want to return to, and I would never want to have to see anybody, certainly in this day and age, have to navigate their way around that. You know, I was not prudent. I did not see danger and take refuge, but instead I was rather simple. I kept going and I suffered from it. So that isn't my great quote. That's a scripture verse for today, which is from Proverbs. And, you know, Proverbs tells us very succinctly, if you're wise, you do this. If you're not wise, you do that. I mean, it's very simple. It's very black and white. If you do this, this will be the outcome. And if you don't, or if you do, this will be the outcome. And so it says the prudent see danger and take refuge. But the simple, kind of like me, keep going and suffer harm for it. So it's so interesting when we can see so clearly a situation as we're kind of watching it from a distance, we can watch it unfold. We see a perspective. And if there was a music theme in the background, it would be more like the one from Jaws, right? Dun, dun, dun. However, that, like, dun, like there's something coming and it's not going to be good, right? We can predict it. We see how quickly it's going to unfold. But the person that we might see it happening for and to and around, it's just like they got blinders on, right? So how can we know that the direction in which we're headed and the intention in which we're doing things will ultimately get us to the destination that we want to be? And I think it is about looking at the destination and not the event. I think it is about where we're headed and not necessarily what we're doing. It is about the ultimate, you know, and not the immediate. It is about the later and not the now. And one of the big quotes, I really think that I've lived my life by this since I've, you know, gotten a little wiser and a whole lot older in the years, is giving up what I want now for what I want most. And it's so hard sometimes to do that in the moment, right? To give up what we want now for what we want most. Because when we give in to what we want now, you know, and we end up compromising, you know, it doesn't weaken the tension. It lessens our resolve to go about that very thing that we had in sight, that we believed was our vision and values and focus for the future, right? For the best version of ourselves in life, in every single area. Why is it that we so willingly disregard our direction and the intention in which we're headed to something, but still we're baffled why we end up where we didn't want to end up? Because if it's predictable, my friends, then that means it is absolutely preventable, right? So it's not necessarily about where we are, but more importantly, where we're headed, because that is a good indication of where we're gonna end up. Because guys, there is no shortcut to heaven. There's like this really straight path and every other path is the detour. Ask me how I know. I never come to you from a place of judgment or condemnation, but always a place of empowerment and recognition that by the grace of God, as you see these people going down these paths, it could be me, it could be you, right? Because the path that we're on will ultimately take us to where we're headed. You know, I send my kids a quote every day, I think consistently. I've been a little bit busier than normal now, so consistently I want to give the same quote to more than one kid at a time, which I used to really pride myself on. Every kid would get a different quote every day. But I send them quotes often about how you are one decision away from a completely different life, or, you know, where you are now is a great indication of the decisions that you consistently made, you know, to get you there. So, you know, not only is a DWI the biggest thing in the state of Wisconsin, it's also the biggest thing when it comes to our life and how it's going to unfold. Driving with intention. You know, driving with intention. Direction, my friends, not intention, is going to determine our destination. Some of you have heard, you know, a spinoff of this show in the past, and I think it bears repeating because my man was set out on a destiny that he was very much looking forward to. And although he intended to go in a certain way, there's things that come up that are completely unexpected and out of our control. But what we can predict, we absolutely can prevent. So our D stands for do. Do something. Take action. Do something that your future self will thank you for. The W, the wisdom. My friends, you're smart enough to know that in order to get something, you got to give up something. In order to have something in the future, you got to give up what you want now. And the I is, of course, the intentions. You know, we judge ourselves on our intentions. We judge the rest of the people we love and work with on their actions. And why is that? You know, what if then is now? We got to do what we want for now, for later, and not only what we want to do now. And our intentions will set that stage. And lastly, my friends, S, safety and shelter. Safety and shelter is the result. I'm glad I did it, because if I did, I'm so glad my man was not intoxicated driving down the road. I'm so glad my man was not texting. I'm so glad my man had direction with intention, because that situation that he found himself in, although it was a minor inconvenience, and of course a major inconvenience when it comes to our insurance company, State Farm, it is what it is, but it could be 50 billion times worth. And so when it comes to direction with intention and ending up where we really want to go, hoping and praying is not the only strategy. We got to be doing that too. But the longer we wait, the more limited our options become. And so this week, my prayer is that you are aware. You are aware of where you're headed, the direction in which you're going, and the intentions that you are driving within. So you too, my friends, can end up at your final destination that will be pleasing to God and satisfying for you. So thanks for journeying with Judy. Stay tuned next week, my friends, because I'm making a really big announcement and you are not going to want to miss it. So keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.